Good morning. I greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior. This morning, I'm wanting to look at the Father's love and the love He has for us. So maybe let's start out with a short word of prayer, and then I'll go on here. Father, I come before You this morning, Lord, and I thank You for this another day, another opportunity to come before You and to gather saints, Lord. And also thank You for the freedoms we have, that we can do this without fear of the authorities and all, Lord. Lord, pray that You be with my stammering tongue, Lord, and I would be able to share what You've given me, Lord. Also pray, Lord, that You be with the remainder of the service. In Your precious name, amen. So I'll start out by reading John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. God loved us so much that He gave His only Son, His pride, His joy, for us His creation, that we could live with Him forevermore. Jesus gave us a really good example of the love of our Father. It is found in Luke 15. It's the parable of the prodigal son. It'd be verses 11 through 32. I'll go ahead and read that here. And starting in verse 11 here. And He said, "A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me.' And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his field to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, 'How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will rise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me one of thy hired servants.' And he rose and came to his father, and when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son.' And the father said to his servants, 'Bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to be merry. Now his elder son was in the field. As he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, 'Thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound.' And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answered and said to his father, 'Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment. And yet thou never gavest me a kid, that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf.' And he said unto him, 'Son, thou art with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found.'" The Bible doesn't tell us why the son decided that he needed and wanted to have his share of his father's inheritance. The inheritance would be something that he would have received after his father died. And if you think of it, it's like him going up to his father and saying, "I wish you were dead." You have to think of the sorrow and the pain this caused his father, the reject he felt, the disrespect the son showed to him. So many times we treat our Father in heaven this way. He gave so much for us, and we go spend it rightlessly. We choose what this world has to offer, and we turn our backs to Him and go spend what He blessed us with. This young man could have had big dreams, of what he was going to do with the money and all. Sometimes we're like this. We ask God for all the blessings in life, but do not want to do or give anything in return. We want everything now with little or no work involved. In verse 13, it says that he wasted his substance with riotous living. The Webster's defines riotous as to waste or spend recklessly. So many times, I find myself spending time and money recklessly just to fill my wants and what I think I need. This young man spent all of his money, and so he was in a faraway country, so after he spent all his money, he lost all his friends, and he didn't have any family there with him to help him out. So it says in verse 15 that he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and that he sent him to the fields to feed his swine. So this young man was sent to the fields and to take care of pigs. In verse 16, we find him so bad off and so hungry that he would feign, meaning to eat with pleasure, the husks of the corn that the pigs were eating. How often do we find ourselves eating of this world, what this world has to offer, and try to satisfy our soul's needs with what the pigs eat or take part in? In verse 17, we see that he came to his senses and started to think of all that his father has, and that his father even feeds his servants better than he was feeding himself. He felt so unworthy to be part of the family, and that he would be happy just to be one of his servants. We must come to this place in our lives to see the unworthiness of ourselves. In verse 20, we see how the father reacted to seeing his son. But when he was a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. One thing about the time when Jesus told this parable, it was in the first century. A Middle Eastern man never ran. If he was to run, he would have to pull up his robe so he would not trip. If he did this, he would show his bare legs. In that culture, it was humiliating and shameful for a man to show his bare legs. In the book, The Cross and the Prodigal explains that if a Jewish son lost his inheritance among Gentiles and then returned home, the community would perform a ceremony called the Kizar, something like that. They would break a large pot in front of him and shout, "You are now cut off from our people." The community would totally reject him. So why did the father run? He was filled with compassion and joy over seeing his son, and he also possibly ran in order to get to his son before he entered the village. The father runs and shames himself in an effort to get his son before the community gets to him, so that his son does not experience the shame and the humiliation of their taunting and rejection. The village could have followed the running father. They would have witnessed what took place at the edge of the village, between the father and son. After his emotional reuniting of the prodigal son with his father, it was clear that there would be no ceremony. There would be no rejecting the son. Despite what he has done, the son had repented and returned to the father. The father had taken the full shame that should have fallen upon his son and clearly shown to the entire community that his son was welcome back home. The father, he fell on his neck and kissed him. I would have supposed that the son's clothes were tattered and torn, and he stank pretty bad, especially taking care of the pigs, and probably had taken a bath in a really long time. His father still hugged and kissed his smiling, sneaky son. He took the shame that the son had deserved upon himself. This is what Jesus did when he died upon the cross for our sins, so that we could be the sons and daughters of God. The cross is a shameful death. God does this for us when we come to him with repentance and ask for his forgiveness. He looks past all that we have done and chooses to forgive us of our sins and not remember them no more. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And also Isaiah 44:22. And I have blotted out as a thick cloud the transgressions, and as a cloud the sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. As the Father did in verse 22 and 23, God does when there is a lost soul come home to Him and has repented of his sins. Through His rejoicing in heaven, He takes us as His Son and puts the best robe on us and blesses us with the abundance of His love and grace and makes us part of the kingdom. Galatians 4, 7. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. I am so thankful the Father has done this in my life, and also in the lives of you, of many of you all. May we never forget the love He has showed us. That's all I have. Thank you for listening.